College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's eBill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Game number two here at Valley Falls, the boys contest, Tigers and Dragons. And real quick, we got to get you the starting lineups here. We'll start with Jeff West. It'll be Tucker Holthouse, Connor Rich, Kyle Herman, Daniel Brown, and Mason McCollum. Valley Falls will counter with Hayden Carney, Damian Cervantes, Trenton Van Houten, Colin Carney, and also Flint Seymour, Brandon Tabb, and Trenton Craxner, and Ray Penning. Interesting development here. There's no tip-off. We got Valley Falls shooting free throws. Why?
Yeah, because a couple players for Jeff West at halftime in the girls' game, Hayden Carney misses the first one. Jeff West players were dunking the ball at halftime, which is not allowed. You can't dunk in the pregame warm-up. So it's a 1-0 start for Valley. They'll get the ball.
So no tip-off. So a technical foul during the
just a
girls'
team
halftime.
Though.
Yep,
so
team tech.
That means Coach Joe Smith got to sit down the entire game, I believe. I don't think he's allowed to stand. It's the rule now.
So 1-0, the start, and we are underway in the boys' contest. It was all Jeff West in the girls' game, 56-25. We were excited for this one. We think this one could be very competitive tonight as Valley Falls in the home white uniforms. They move left to right here in the opening quarter. Here's Hayden Carney with it. Right side pass, here it goes to Colin Carney. Top of the key it goes. This is Seymour diving in, trying to fight through traffic. And getting his own rebound and putting it back up, that was Colin Carney on the miss, and he'll shoot two after a foul called against the Tigers.
Yeah, but it was the dirt work guy for Valley. But Seymour tipped that ball away from Mason McCollum, and then picking it up off the ground was Colin Carney, and McCollum was fouled with the foul.
So the senior Mason McCollum picks up the foul, and Colin Carney, the 6'2 junior at the line, the lefty stroke, misfiring. And he averaged 12 points a game a year ago and played in 18 of the 22 games. Valley Falls a year ago, 15-7, 11-5 in league play. Second freebie, no. Rebound Tucker Holthouse and Jeff West. So a 1-0 lead despite four free throw opportunities on the first possession of the game for Valley Falls. Tigers in the all blacks. Head coach Joe Smith, year number four at the helm. His first season, they did not win a game. Here is a pull-up J. It is nothing but nylon for the transfer and Daniel Brown, and the Tigers take a 2-1 lead. Well, I talked to Joe Smith earlier this week, head coach for the Tigers, calling out Daniel Brown, saying he's a guy that can get his own shot. Perfect example right there with a 19-foot J. Here is Damian Cervantes with the basketball, spinning through traffic, floating one and delivering one. Damian Cervantes, first field goal for Valley Falls, a 3-2. Dragons lead. Good pace here in the opening couple of minutes of this one. And there's a travel by McCollum, and he turns it over.
Yeah, it started with a non-clean catch on the pass to receive that dribble handoff. And, you know, Damian Cervantes is a guy that can really fill it up from the outside. But a good sign for Coach Gatsby. He's willing to get downhill with a little floater there.
Coach Caleb Gassmeyer, year 20 at the helm, still looking fresh in the suit on the far side of the floor. Here is a deep Cervantes three, and it is nothing but net. How about that? 5 early points for Cervantes, 6-2 Dragons. Tell you what, this Valley Falls team is going to be near the top and will be competing for an NEKL title here if everything holds true for them. Trying to get back to the state tournament as well for the first time in a couple of years. Here's another Daniel Brown turnaround. This time a couple bodies hit the floor. Rebound Valley Falls. Carney pushing the tempo. Here is Colin Carney working on Tucker Holthouse. Right elbow. Flips it back up top here to Van Houten. His first touch. The Oskaloosa Bear formerly misfiring. But an offensive rebound is stuck back up and in by Flint Seymour. 6-1 junior on the board. 8-2 Dragons out in front by 6. Good start here to home for Valley Falls after the Jeff West girls dominated the first game tonight. Here is Connor Rich, a drive, banks one in, close to the bucket. A senior Connor Rich, big basket for Jeff West, now 8-4.
Yeah, interesting matchup of the game is going to be Colin Carney and Tucker Holthouse. Two left-handed players guarding each other. Right now they got McCollum guarding Carney, but last possession, Holthouse was on him.
Here is Trenton Van Houten, formerly at Oskaloosa, now playing here at Valley Falls. Averaged 17 for the Bears, and now he gets his own rebound off a miss. Here is Damian Cervantes, making 2 for 2 from downtown, and he's got 8 in the first 3 minutes of the game. It's 11-4 Dragons. And he had something to say to somebody after that one went down.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was poor Kyle Herman who was trying to close out on him. But like I said, Cervantes gets thrown up from the outside. Don't be surprised to get the heat check on the next possession.
Strong take by Brown. Gets his own miss. Jeff West, another opportunity here. Now into the corner. It's Herman for 3. It's too strong. And Cervantes, the rebound here, trying to clear it for the Dragons. Good start here for Valley Falls. 11-4 their lead. Here's Van Houten, a deep three, in and out. It was halfway down, and then a foul on Colin Carney here on the rebound attempt as McCollum had a good box out.
Yeah, you ain't going to rebound over someone that's, what, 6'6", 6'7"? That's just a bad foul, and Coach Gasper says, hey, use your head. But, yeah, I mean, Damian Cervantes, I said it right before he hit that three. If they're going to get him a look next possession, probably. And
he's a 29% three-point shooter last year, and he's 2 for 2 to start here in the first 3.5 minutes of this season.
Yeah, Payne replaced McCollum. Great athlete, Jason Payne.
And Herman answers with a right-wing three for the Tigers. So Kyle Herman on the board, his first triple, first points of the season, now 11-7, much needed there for Jeff West. Here's Van Houten with the basketball, bouncing it left side, Cervantes, heat check on the way. This one a little bit strong, and the long rebound, he chases it down. And he wants it again, this time from the right wing. In and out. Holthouse the rebound, and then he's wrapped up. And a little bit of a shove there by Van Houten on Holthouse on the rebound attempt. And then they get Van Houten with the foul.
They call it a jump.
Or they called it a jump. Okay,
yeah.
Take that back.
But
it will be Jeff West basketball.
Although they're not league rivals, Meriden and Valley's about 12, 15 miles apart.
That game's been a little chippy
It could be chippy just because of the closeness of the two teams. They don't meet a lot, but it could be a rivalry that starts up with a non-con plate.
This is great pace. Here's Connor Rich. He drives to the rack. Van Houten disagrees. He had something to say to the ref, and the ref immediately told Van Houten to keep it down. But a foul's going to put Connor Rich to the line for 2.
Yeah, it looked clean, but what you can't do is yell no at the ref.
It could have been a lot worse than no, I'm sure, but you know, the officials have already talked to a couple of players, and again, we talked about the chippiness here early, and Rich at the line, and his first free throw is good. 3 points for the senior, Connor Rich, who averaged 7 points and 4 rebounds. He also averaged 5 assists per game last year. Jeff West team that went 7-14. They lost by 2 to Hiawatha in the first round of Substate. These two teams met in the Oskaloosa tournament a year ago, and Valley Falls won that matchup 56-48. Short on the second, but holds out the offensive rebound. Opportunity here. Herman again firing a three off the left rim. No. Rebound for Hayden Carney. Here's Van Houten all the way to the rack, and a blocking foul will put him at the line. Aggressive on the drive there for the 6'1 senior, Trenton Van Houten.
Yeah, and Valley, they can shoot it, but they can get up and down. They like to play fast. Other jamboree over this week, they really like to push the pace. They got 4 guys out there that can really bring the ball up and push the pace.
Van Houten takes the first free throw, his first point as a Dragon, 6'1 senior. Oskaloosa transfer, averaged 17 points per game for the Bears last season. An all-league selection. He's short on the second, and an offensive rebound. Attempts by Colin Carney on the putback, no, and a rebound for the Tigers. Good opportunity there. Now a 12-8 lead here for Valley Falls at home. 3:23 left in this opening quarter. Here is Herman, top of the key. Holthouse right corner. Colin Carney closing out on him in that far side corner. Dribbles back to the wing. Hands it off to Rich right there. Guarded by Hayden Carney. Now wants to drive baseline. Gets underneath the bucket. Nearly threw it away. Holthouse, the lefty three. It's off the heel strong and a rebound for Cervantes and Valley Falls. Here's Hayden Carney getting past the initial wave. Hop step, fade away, yes. How about that move? Three for Carney, 14-8.
Yeah, he might be the best mid-range shooter in all of this area. That's his shot right there from about 10 feet.
Little hop step, fade away from about 12 feet. Makes it 14-8, Valley Falls, good pace, 2:40 to go in this opening quarter. There's a drive and an offensive foul is going to be called against Daniel Brown. A little bit of a shoulder tilt. And got just enough for the offensive foul. Turnover number two by Jeff West.
Yeah, it's been cleaner than the girls' game, but it's been fast. So, just like the girls' game, we haven't really had to say much about the shot clock.
Seymour, left wing three. Knocks it down. How about that? Flick Seymour, the junior, with five. 17-8. Now the Valley Falls lead at 2:22 to go in the opening quarter. They are efficient on offense. Now a foul's going to be called. Holthouse a baseline drive. He's knocked to the floor. A couple of white jerseys in the vicinity. Let's see where the foul is called upon. I think they get Cervantes here. Correction. Or was it?
They might have gave it to Cervantes, but it looked like Colin Carney is the one about to react.
Yep, it was on.
That's a huge foul because that's your size right there. Now you're going to play pretty much five guards.
That'll bring on Grayson Coleman, listed at 6'1". Didn't play a ton last year, but now on the floor. Valley Falls currently leading 17-8. Baseline drive by the partially blocked, getting his own miss. Turning around and finishing is the junior in Cooper Watkins. Big bucket for Jeff Weck. Makes it 17-10. Dragons with the lead in the ball. 2 minutes to go in the quarter. Cervantes again. Front rim no on a three. And the rebound and a foul. I think they get Jeff West underneath.
Yeah, that should put him at the free throw line. But that was Grayson Coleman just checking the game. Boxed out offensively on a much more taller and athletic Jason Payne, and that forced him to have to go over the back as a defender, though.
Now it's taking a second for the officials to let everyone know that free throws are coming here, and that will put Grayson Coleman, who just checked in at the line. He only shot 12 free throws last season and connected on just three. But that one is good. And the 6'1 senior, Grayson Coleman, and he's in the book. First point here in 24. Also wearing jersey number 24. And he goes 1-for-2, and Cervantes fighting, saves it, throws it in, and it's tipped, and I think they called it was already out of bounds.
Yeah.
A near great save, but Jeff West will get it back down 8 at 1:53 to go in this opening quarter. 18-10 our score. Got to enjoy the pace and the competitiveness between these two teams so far. Bandaman defense for Valley Falls. This is Connor Rich with the basketball. They go under the screen. He steps back from three and makes them pay. Connor Rich from downtown, and he's got 6 early points. 18-13, trimmed to 5. Here's Seymour, long skip pass, Cervantes. Little hesitation there. Had it knocked away by Rich. Still on the floor, Cervantes, Rich battling. And it's going to be a jump ball.
It's going to stay here. So not a turnover. But that was Rich. I mean, he kind of does it all. Steals, assists, points, rebounds. He's the all-around guy for Jeff West, or at least he has been his last couple years.
Here's Coleman back to Cervantes. Final buck 20 in this opening quarter. 18-13 Valley Falls here at home. Here's Seymour high right on the wing. Tigers going man-to-man. He's guarded by Watkins. Here is Hayden Carney on a drive in the paint. Little hesitation. Block shot inside. Rejected by Jefferson West. And now here come the Tigers after a good defensive play. Here's Daniel Brown. He's immediately called for a travel. trying to drive on Van Houten, and he turns it over.
Yeah, and Carney's a great mid-range shooter, but like I said, you ain't going to get that over the long arms of Jason Payne. I mean, he's a great athlete.
Yeah, Jeff West, they do got some length. They do have to replace Gage Galley, who was one of the better big men in the Big 7 a year ago. He's actually the league leader in rebounds. And they still got some good size and experience. And this is a good test for them on the road here. 18-13 our score. Dragons with it. Having to fight through some pressure defense. Brown guarding Cervantes. Spins, fading, firing. A little bit strong on the fadeaway shot. Now Daniel Brown pushing for Jeff West. He'll go all the way. Short arms the layup. And a rebound for Coleman in Valley Falls. Final 30 seconds.
And they don't have to get a shot. The shot clock's still going, but about a second below. So they could take the final shot here.
You know, Coleman had it nearly taken away by Payne, but they're going to call Payne for a foul. That's going to be his second.
That's going to send Coleman back to the line. You know, Jeff West is, I don't know, probably projected, what, middle to bottom of the Big 7?
Boy, it's just, it's such a crapshoot, I think, on paper. When you bring in, you know, the new teams that come in, St. Mary's, Silver Lake, I think St. Mary's is going to be really good.
Rossville's going to be really good.
They're going to be solid.
I mean, it's kind of like the Big 12, though, you know.
It's going to be
any given night. Any given night, someone could put one on you.
Coleman misfired the first free throw. He's now 1 of 3 at the line. Van Houten gets a breather. And Shaden Guerrero, a senior, has checked in here for Valley Falls. First minutes for him here. Late in this first quarter. Second by Coleman. He misses. And a rebound for Seymour. He puts it up through two bodies, and he puts it in. How about the play by Flint Seymour? He's got 7 in the opening quarter.
And then he almost got a steal there.
Boy, head coach Caleb Gatzmeyer loving the play from Flint Seymour, the junior.
He's kind of like their Connor Rich, where he's the glue guy. He does all the little things for the team. He might not score the most points, but he does the little things that win you ball games.
8 first quarter points for Cervantes and 7 for Seymour. 20-13, final 12 seconds here. Here's a good driving kick. Open 3, Watkins in the corner. It is good. Cooper Watkins has 5, makes it 20-16. 3 seconds to go. Cervantes pulls, and it's short. Boy, frantic pace here in the first quarter, and we got a good one brewing. Jeff West trailing Valley Falls 20-16. Second quarter action coming your way next here on KNZA.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at kellermanrealestate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Great first quarter here between Valley Falls and Jeff West. Tigers trailing 20-16 as we start the second quarter here on KNCA. Pull up by Daniel Brown, and he does not miss a beat with that one. 18-foot straight on Jay is good, and now we got a two-point game at 20-18. Coleman lost it, thrown out of bounds, nearly taken away, but it stays here with Valley Falls. Boy, that first 8 minutes, high-quality basketball.
Yeah, on both sides, getting up and down, a lot of shot-making and not many turnovers or fouls. But how about Daniel Brown transferred in? Both of his shots have been nice little pull-up jumpers from about 15 to 17 feet. He's pure money.
Valley Falls throwing it in. This is Guerrero, and it's knocked away on a steal. Turnover Valley Falls. Chance to tie or take the lead early in the second quarter. Here's a shot for the lead. It is off the front rim. No. Battling inside. McCollum missing. Getting his own miss again. Second chance up and in. Mason McCollum, that is a big body. Couple of offensive rebounds and a 4-0 second quarter start for the Tigers. And we're deadlocked at 20. Man-to-man defense here by Jeff West wearing the all-black road uniform. Here is Carney driving right to McCollum. Has to pick it up. Gets it back out to Guerrero. to Cervantes at the top of the key. Works left on Brown, taking it all the way, and an offensive foul. So Van Houten went right at the rim, and the charge was taken, and a turnover by the Dragons.
Now they're going to bring their starters back in.
So Coleman and Guerrero come out.
But two of your starters have two fouls, and Colin Carney and Van Houten just picked up his second. And you're 7 minutes before the half, so those two have to play absolutely smart basketball.
So a minute gone by, quarter number two, we're deadlocked at 20. Allie Falls here hosting Jeff West. He's an opener for both of these teams. Here's a left elbow jump shot. It's rattled in by Kyle Herman. He's got five here in the first half, and Jeff West has the lead at 22-20. Here's Cervantes, right side on the wing, jabbing, stabbing, using the screen left. Here's Van Houten, wants to step back, closed out by Brown quickly. Gets it right back out near midcourt with Cervantes. Now Van Houten again, skipping it, lazy, nearly taken away, but Hayden Carney has it. Good defensive possession here by the Tigers. Looking for Seymour, stopping, good defensive play by Rich. Got to get rid of it, and finally gets it off to Seymour. Dumps it down inside to Van Houten, puts it up, no, but a foul. So kind of a frantic possession there by the Dragons, and they ultimately get two free throws out of it.
Yeah, they're kind of freestyling. I mean, not really any offense ran, but Van Houten snuck under the basket and got fouled by McCollum on a layup attempt.
Big body McCollum picks up his second foul. Van Houten's free throw is good. He is now 2-for-3 at the line with 2 points.
And as a team, Coach Gassmeyer's going to want to see them make a little bit more free throws.
A senior for Jeff West, Nicholas Herman, has checked in. First minutes for him here in the first half. Second free throw, that one is strong. Van Houten chasing it down. It's knocked out of bounds, and it goes to Jeff West. So nearly got it back. He goes 1-for-2 at the line. Jeff West holding on to the slender lead at 22-21.
Yeah, Valley's 4-12 from the free throw line. They're down by one, so they're getting the line, but they're not capitalizing off those opportunities.
Tigers here in the half court with Connor Rich. Top of the key, spinning, and had it ripped away. Seymour again doing the dirty work. He'll go coast to coast, and he boxed the layup. Had some black jerseys chasing him down. Now Holthaus drives, converts, but an offensive foul is called.
Yeah.
Thought it was going to be an and one, but nope, the official calls the charge. And Tucker Holthaus picked up his first, and that's a Jeff West turnover.
Yeah, that was Hayden Carney. I mean, that's an and one at the collegiate level because he's definitely within the cylinder, but they don't have that in high school. And props to Hayden Carney because Tucker Holthaus is coming about 100 miles per hour down the middle of the floor right there.
Another chance for the Dragons to retake the lead. They're down 22-21, 5:45 to go in the half. Here's Van Houten at the elbow, spinning, stepping back, a lot of contact, and he's fouled on the jump shot.
That's something you never want to do. Never fouled up shooter. And
well, he had three black jerseys surrounding him, and yet stepping back, and he was bumped on the shot.
Holthaus picked up 2 fouls in about 10 seconds.
And Houten's first free throw is good. All of his points here in the first half via the charity stripe. Ties the game at 22 at 5:40 to go in the half. And the next one is good.
Now, some Van Houten adds to his shot creating ability, kind of like Daniel Brown on the other side for Jeff West. Guy can go get their own jump shot at any time.
Dragons back in front. Multiple lead changes here in the second quarter. Brown again. He likes that spot and certainly does because of the result. Another 18-foot J from the left side. Six for Brown and another lead change, 24-23. Good, high-quality basketball here in the first half. Here's Carney on a drive, a little fadeaway J, and he rattled that one in. Hayden Carney, his second made bucket. He's got five. Another lead change, 25-24, Dragons. 3 minutes in, five to go here in quarter number two. Here's Connor Rich up top to Holthaus. Right side it goes. This is Watkins. Has the dribble, not using. Now Rich, nice ball fake. Kick to the corner. Holthaus, the three, off the heel. And Cervantes running it down in transition. Transitional defense was good. Van Houten, a three, a little bit strong on that one. Seymour bouncing it. Beautiful pass. Seymour to Colin Carney for his first bucket. 27-24. Seymour, the MVP here, through about 11 and a half minutes, and we get a timeout.
I mean, he's got three offensive boards, seven rebounds, and a nice assist there.
Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break, you're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. The perfect timeout snack. We'll keep it right here again. This has been a great game so far. 4:35 to go in the half. 27-24 is the Valley Falls lead. Multiple lead changes here in the first few minutes of this quarter. And Valley Falls jumped out, I believe, had an 8 or 9 point lead at one point about midway through that first quarter. But since then, Jeff West, they got right back in it. We've been back and forth ever since.
That is kind of how it when they played the midseason tournament way. Back and forth in that first half, Valley kind of pulled away and then kept Jeff West at arm's length before they won the game. So it was highly competitive when they met last year as well.
Jeff West with the ball out of the timeout. Here's Rich driving, gets to the elbow, kicks it out, left wing three. That one not there. Fighting for the rebound. Another one for Seymour. Gets it up to Cervantes. A little hesitation. They're going to call a carry there on Cervantes with a little bit of a hesitation move. Head coach for Jeff West, Joe Smith. It was right in front of him, and he called it out quickly.
Coach Smith played some collegiate ball, so he probably knows what a carry is.
Super nice guy. Super nice guy. Enjoy our conversations each week. The coach's show, and he's fired up about this season, but they're in a battle right now. There's a three right corner, no, tips around, holds out the offensive rebound, dumping it down inside to Herman, and then he had it knocked away in a steal. 2-on-3 break, Van Houten taking and missing on the layup, and then battling inside, it is Colin Carney who gets tied up, and possession arrow is going to keep it here with Valley Falls. 3:47 to go in the half, 27-24, Valley Falls with the lead here at home. Cervantes to throw it in. He was red hot early with 8 first quarter points. Carney inside, left hand, yes. Colin Carney now with 4, and the lead is 5 for the Dragons at 29-24.
Can't let him get to that left hand. He's almost automatically gets to that left hand on that baby hook.
This is Hayden Carney guarding Rich, left side on the wing. Now Watkins getting in, kicking out. Baseline drive cut off. Now Rich trying to fight through some defenders. Knocked away and another steal. Seymour doing it again. Gets it up to Van Houten. A lot of contact. No call.
You got to call something there. That's a blocker. It's hard.
And Jeff West might have gotten away with one. Now Holthaus gets in the paint right by the rim. And he botched the layup. And it's out of bounds to Valley Falls.
That was probably a block on Tucker Holthaus down here because he wasn't set. But
I was surprised they did not call that.
9 times out of 10, that's not a play on. They're going to call at least something because both guys hit the floor. But probably better because Holthaus would have picked up his third foul if they did call the block. He goes to the bench anyway with those 2 fouls. But still exciting basketball.
Final 3 minutes here of the first half. 29-24 Valley Falls. Backdoor Cervantes and one. That is high-level offense. To the elbow and a backdoor cut. Cervantes for 2, plus the foul. He's got 10.
That play looks familiar. That's a K-State fan. That's a Bill Self special right there. Quick backdoor on a post on a backdoor cut.
Cats have probably been beat all too much on a play like that. And that was well executed. Cervantes trying to add one more. And he does. He's got 11 here in the first half. And now the lead all of a sudden back to 32-24. So it's back to 8. Jeff West had a lead earlier a couple of times in this quarter, but now find themselves down 8. Nice run here by Valley Falls. Here's Daniel Brown spinning, fading away, left a jump shot short, and a rebound and a near steal. It is taken away. Steal by Rich. Now he gets to the block left side. They kick it to Herman for 3. Front rim, no. Rebound Valley Falls. Colin Carney nabbed that rebound. The Dragons catch a break there after the turnover. Here's Van Houten right side, 2:20 to go in the half, 32-24. Van Houten a 3, front rim, and a little bit short. Here's Connor Rich after the rebound. They get it to Brown, steps in, another J, likes it right there from 17.
Yeah, he's a guy that's going to probably put them into a lot of games, that greater shot ability, especially from the mid-range.
8 points for Daniel Brown, and it's 32-26. Here's Hayden Carney spinning, turnaround Jay at the free throw line. That one a little bit strong, tipped around, and a rebound for Rich. Here come the Tigers with numbers, but it slowed down quickly. Final 1:45 here in the half. Here is Brown stepping. There it is from the elbow. Might have been partially blocked by Van Houten. And after the miss, a timeout for Valley Falls. It's a full. We'll follow suit. Buck 38 left in the half. Good quality basketball here. 32-26 Valley Falls. Back at 30 seconds here on KNCA.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
When you see those commercials on TV from the big global banks, remember, they don't give a hoot about you or us here in Kansas. Instead, when you bank in your hometown, your money stays in the local economy and it recirculates many times over.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
1:38 left to go in the half. Valley Falls 32, Jeff West 26. Jeff West girls winning the first game tonight 56-25 in dominant fashion. This has been high level. These two teams, you'll see it on paper, fairly evenly matched. It was like that in their matchup last year in the Oskaloosa midseason tournament, and you can see a little bit extra step in both of these teams right now, Valley by six.
Yeah, we've mentioned pace of play. I mean, pace of play has been awesome. Getting up and down, a lot, like I said, a lot of shot making on both sides. And, you know, it's been pretty clean. Not a lot of turnovers, not a lot of fouls. Although Valley has two of their starters in foul trouble. Van Houten's still out there. They put Colin Carney, who had two early ones, back on the bench here for the last 98 seconds to see how that turns out. But, you know, Jeff West, Daniel Brown, transferred in. Hit four mid-range jumpers. Pure money.
Literally about the same distance on all four of those shots, and it's been pure. He's got a 32-26 out of the timeout. Here's Van Houten, a little off balance, left a little runner short. From the right corner, and a rebound for Jeff West. Here's Rich. Skips it into the corner. Nicholas Herman, ball fake, slides. Here is Watkins, elbow. Little turnaround, and he missed everything.
And that's a bad foul by Jason Payne right there. Not only because it's his third, because he fouled him 85 feet from the basket.
And that's foul number five, so free throws on the other end. Yeah, not an ideal foul. That'll put Van Houten back to the line. He has lived there here in the first half.
Yeah, he hasn't made a shot from the field. He's had a lot of good looks. Hasn't got anything to fall, but
four.
Lived at the free throw line, though.
These will be attempts number 7 and 8. The Oskaloosa transfer, first here, is good, and he's got 5.
And they shot the free throws better, Val. You know, they were 4 of 12 at one point in this quarter, but they started to find a rhythm. Mainly Van Houten, so he's the most frequent getter to the free throw line.
Has been so far, and he goes 2 for 2. He's got 6, and now a sub in. For Valley Falls, Duncan Alvarenga, we'll see. First time, 5'9 junior.
And he's going to get Van Houten. So both their guys with 2 fouls are on the bench. And then look at the other guys have no fouls.
Seems like smart coaching.
Yeah.
Might as well.
That's why you do it for 20 years.
That's right. So Jeff West with the ball. Final 70 seconds here in the half. They trail 34-26 here at Valley Falls. Here's Rich driving, kicking. Right side, this is Brown spinning in the lane, short, trying to tip it up, couldn't get it. Another chance, this time for Herman. He's trying to steal it away. This could be a jump ball. It is.
Yeah, it's going to stay here. But that's where the height comes in. You know, they got 3-4 chances right there. And Carney and Van Houten's about 6'2 as a guard on the bench right now with that foul throw. And a big team like Jeff West, they might feast on the boards right here.
Well, Brown even had a chance to tip it in on his first miss and then a couple other opportunities there. Here's Watkins, back to Brown, final 47 seconds and counting, 25 on the shot clock. He'll pull, this one not there. Basically an air ball, and McCollum couldn't save it. And now 42 seconds to go, so 7 seconds between the shot clock and the game clock.
Yeah,
Dragons right now by 8.
Yeah, last year, Valley's probably holding for the last shot, but with the institute of the new shot clock, now each team still gets a chance. Probably not fast enough to play for a 2-for-1 at the high school level.
30 seconds. Here's Hayden Carney with the basketball. Gets a high ball screen. Switched on to McCollum there. Now he works in on him. Wanted to fade a little up and under. A little body control, but can't finish. McCollum the rebound. Nicely done. 16 seconds now for Jeff West. Brown in the corner. He'll fire a 3. Front rim, no. McCollum too big inside. Easy money. Final 7 seconds, 34-28. Here is Cervantes. He might want to pull here. Final 2 seconds, deep NBA range. 3! Woo-hoo! 14 in the first half for Damian Cervantes. His third triple to close it out. It is 37-28. Valley Falls 1 and into the half. And our halftime show next, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online at islandcc.edu. Dragons at the half, leading at 37-28. And we're back right after this.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is a premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's eBill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Before you look online, please shop local first. Hi, I'm Tanya Bardo with the Farmers State Bank in Holton. Every dollar spent stays within the community and turns back sevenfold. We are here, we support local events, we support local community projects, and work with local organizations to address community needs. Bank local and shop local, so we all grow together.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank
in Holton, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Boys contest here tonight at Valley Falls. Dragons leading Jefferson West 37-28. They had a 4-point lead at the end of one and outscored Jeff West 17-12 in quarter number two. Damian Cervantes, three threes, 14 points, including a deep right wing buzzer beater to close the half. And after Jeff West might have gotten a little bit of momentum, but nonetheless, Cervantes kind of the story. High-level basketball. It's been good from the jump. Good flow, good pace, and kind of a nice little flurry for the Dragons to build themselves a 9-point lead.
Yeah, I mean, everything you want to see in a basketball game. Nothing. That was almost a perfect half of basketball as a fan or as a broadcaster. I mean, obviously, if you have a little bit of bias on who wants you want to win, a little bit of upset one way or the other with about a 10-point game. But, yeah, Valley's rode the three ball a little bit. They started shooting free throws a little bit better after a pretty poor start. Jeff West hasn't gotten to the free throw line. That's a big indictment of shooting a lot of jump shots. I mean, they're making them, but with that size, you probably like to get them inside a little bit more, especially with McCollum and Payne in the paint.
Yeah, with the size, I would think Jeff West would have that advantage inside, and they certainly do, but a lot of their points have come from the outside shot. Jeff West, three threes in the first half, and they only got to the free throw line twice. They hit, again, three threes, one by Connor Rich, one from Cooper Watkins, and one from Kyle Herman. But Daniel Brown led the way with eight first-half points for Jeff West, four as well for Mason McCollum. But we mentioned Damian Cervantes for Valley Falls, 14 in the first half, three threes. And then elsewhere, Trenton Van Houten, the Oskaloosa transfer, had 6 points, all from the free-throw line, five from Hayden Carney. They got four from Colin Carney, but really kind of the unsung hero maybe in that first half was the play of Flint Seymour, the 6'1 junior, fighting, getting rebounds, getting up in transition, making nice passes, doing a little bit of the dirty work, as some would say.
Yeah, I mean, he's guarding McCollum, who's about 6'6", 6'7", and then when Payne was in there, he's about 6'3", but he can jump out the gym, so he's really undersized. But I have him for 7 points and 5 rebounds, 3 on the offense, and 1 he immediately gave to Colin Carney on a pass from block to block, and he put it in for a layup, so... You know, those are the little plays in the game that win you the close ones like this. You know, you never know what 3 or 4 plays might make the deciding factor in the game. Seymour is one of those guys that makes those type of plays.
Our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tank and Kay Onler and Michelle Callison, or any K Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yink and Courtney Brockoff. Just some of the other numbers against team-wise. Valley Falls 9-17 at the free throw line in the first half. Just 4 turnovers, and they knocked down 4 triples. Jeff West, just 2 opportunities at the free throw line. They connected on 1. They had 6 first-half turnovers and hit 3 from the outside. Get our score at the half. Valley Falls 37, Jeff West 28. Final 3-minute timeout. Second half is coming your way next.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire. They want you to know that tires are much more complicated than just black and round. That's why when purchasing tires, it's important that you buy them from people who you can trust. Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire are just those guys. With the most consecutive years to date in the area, they are sure to find the right tire just for you. Call them today at 362-TIRE or visit them online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-through on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing support and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio.
Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Here we go. Start of the second half. Valley Falls 37, Jeff West 28. Here on KNCA, Trent Craxton, Brandon Tabman, Ray Penning in studio. Appreciate it very much. Good, high-quality level basketball. Valley Falls opening possession. 9-point lead here now going from right to left in the third quarter. Man-to-man defense by Jeff West to start. Here we go. Here's Van Houten guarded by Holthaus. Getting to the rack. Floating one. Missing. Offensive rebound, though, is stuck up. Second chance, no, and a rebound for Holthaus. Good look there for Carney. Just couldn't finish. Now stepping in. That's Rich for a three, and he short-armed it. Left it short. Here's Cervantes from right to left. Long skip pass. Seymour in the corner for three, and you better believe it. First bucket of the second half, a triple from the left corner by Flint Seymour. He's in the double figures with 10.
Yeah, but who just hit a mid-range jumper?
Daniel Brown. He has made five from the mid-range. He's got 10. 40-30, Dragons by 10. Cervantes spinning, little right-handed floater, a little too much on it, and a rebound for Rich. Chest pass up to Brown. He steps into a three and delivers a three. Five quick points for Daniel Brown. His first triple gets Jeff West back to within seven.
That was big because they were just down 12. Got now a turnover, so here we go.
Yeah, a kind of a sluggish last 45 seconds here for Valley Falls. Daniel Brown steps in, left corner. That one is short. Offensive rebound, stuck back up. No, tipped in the air, battling for it. Brown chasing. Finally, a couple bodies hit the floor, and we get a whistle and a foul, I believe, on Tucker Holthaus. That'll be his third, I believe.
That's what I got, too. And that was Flint Seymour tipping the ball and then saving it. And Carney got undercut as Holthaus hit the floor and undercut him. But, man, he really wanted that bucket from Kyle Herman right there on that stick back. He was right there at point blank. He cut it to five, but that's how it goes sometimes, so.
Nicholas Herman checks in here for Jeff West. Again, Holthaus now picking up his third foul. So we'll see how he is utilized on the bench and how many minutes he'll sit there. 90 seconds into this third quarter, Valley Falls with the ball, leading 40-33. Cervantes thought about a three, hands it off to Hayden Carney, who then hands it off to Van Houten. Backs it up near midcourt, they'll reset. 17 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Cervantes curling, getting to the rack, and he missed everything. But it's saved, and Seymour has it, but it didn't hit the rim. They got to get a shot up, another miss. That one hit the rim, resetting. Carney inside, and he's fouled.
Right, Colin Carney only has 4 points, him for six offensive rebounds. So
he got two right there.
Yeah, him and Flint Seymour, despite being undersized compared to what Jeff West has down low, they're battling and scrapping.
You mentioned the offensive rebounds. He averaged nearly seven a game last year. And his first free throw is good, and he's got five here in the game. Last season, 70%, so very good at the line. Nicholas Herman checks out, and Jason Payne is back in for Jeff West. 41-33, Dragons by eight. Chance to add one more here with another Carney free throw. That one, no, tips, and Jeff West has it. 2 minutes into this third quarter. 41-33, Dragons on their home floor. Here's Rich, a little pick-and-roll action. Payne, top of the key. Now Brown, right side on the wing, guarded by Van Houten. Goes right, hop steps to the block, and puts one up, and just got it to slip over the rim and fall through. How about seven already in the quarter for Brown? He's got 15, and there's a hard-taken foul against Jeff West. That's going to be on Kyle Herman. That's going to put Van Houten right back to where he's lived tonight at the free throw line.
Yeah, so while Brown scored that basket, he didn't pick up the ball on Van Houten, his man, and he drives all the way in. Kyle Herman has the foul to save the layup.
And Van Houten swishing the first free throw. He's got seven all from the stripe tonight.
But I like Daniel Brown. I think he really raises the ceiling for Jeff West in a tough league that they're going to have to play in.
Yeah, no doubt. I 100% agree. 2 for 2 for Van Houten there. 43-35, Valley Falls by eight. Here's Rich, free throw line, gets it out to Payne. Left side pass to Brown, good matchup, guarded by Van Hout. Little screen and roll, Payne had it and then dropped it. Got it to the corner, here is a corner three, and it's Kyle Herman who knocks down his second triple. He's got eight, gets it back to five at 43-38.
if that bobble on that pick and roll actually benefited him, because instead of a layup, they ended up getting a three.
Here is Hayden Carney with it, dribbling to the right wing, and now having to scramble to find someone to get it out to Van Houten right there. Started by Brown, spinning, now going between the legs, getting in the paint, throwing one up from 10, front rim no, Van Houten his own rebound, puts it up and in. First field goal for Van Houten on an offensive stick back, and it's 45-38 Dragons. Brown thought about pulling up, instead waits for the ball screen by McCollum, down to the free throw line, short on the free throw line, Jay, Van Houten the rebound. Wants to push the tempo, drives in, kicks right, Seymour, three, oh my, all from the corner too. Seymour, the unsung hero for the Dragons tonight. He's got 13 and three threes, and it's 48-38 Valley Falls.
Hit three corner transition threes, all money.
Now Seymour has been a big key in this game tonight. There's a big few next 3 or 4 minutes probably for Jeff West. 4 minutes to go in the third. They're down 10. McCollum inside. They got to get him in there more because he is just outsizing everybody on the Dragons' front line. And he doesn't touch it a whole lot inside, but when he does, he just looks like a mountain over everybody.
Yeah, and he's a guy you can play through. He can pass it in and out. He missed the layup there, but got his own rebound. And Hayden Carney had to foul him to stop him from going up again.
On the floor, now they turn it over on the inbounds as Payne's pass is taken away.
Yeah, it's been a pretty clean game, especially comparatively speaking to last game.
Here's Van Houten, a three, just left it short. Rebound for the Dragons, and it's taken away. Here is Van Houten from the free throw line, another short one. Carney with the rebound, puts it up and in. That's Colin Carney, now with seven. 50-38, the lead is 12, and the Dragons have the momentum. Here's Brown spinning, knocked into the air, and a foul.
I don't know if they got Seymour swatting at the ball or a block on Carney there, but yeah, they're going to say Seymour hit him on the arm. Second foul. Okay,
6-1 junior Flint Seymour.
Yeah, just his first. I mean, the PA guy said second initial. I was like, well, I must have missed his first.
Yeah, I thought I missed it too, but no, we were right. So here's Jeff West with the ball. 3:35 clock moving, third quarter. Dragons by 12 at 50-38. Here's Payne, a little drive and a little floater. That was Cooper Watkins, beg your pardon, who now has seven, and it gets it back to 10.
Hey, giving him some good minutes off the bench, especially scoring. Nice take there on Colin Carney.
Here is Hayden Carney driving on Brown, stopping, firing, and hitting. Seven, quietly for Hayden Carney, and it's 52-40. Here is Daniel Brown for Jeff West. They trail by 12, 3 minutes to go, and that's going to be a blocking foul. I think that's the right call. Carney just moving a touch. There was a slide to his step, but he wanted the charge. I think that's the right call by the official.
Yeah, that's how they got a charge with Van Houten doing that earlier on Daniel Brown, but yeah, I thought Hayden was a step slow there.
Just not quite 100% set. But the Tigers throwing it in. They dump it to the elbow with Payne. Now they get it into the corner with Watkins. He wants to drive baseline, cut off by Colin Carney, and now right back out to Herman near the top of the key, back to Brown. 2:50, clock moving, third quarter, 52-40. Here's Herman, nice ball fake, jumps into the paint, kicks it left. Watkins thought about a three. Tigers head coach Joe Smith barking at the official, wanting a foul. Got the call on the baseline drive.
That's the third on Colin Carney. He's kind of falling down, and then as he was driving by, he put his hands on him.
That's the fourth foul against Valley Falls, which means final 2:40. Tigers are going to be in the bonus. Good defense there. It was tipped out of bounds by Colin Carney, guarding the inbounds underneath. I think it's Watkins who's trying to throw it in. Gets it into the corner here with Herman. Puts it on the dribble, pulls up from 10. Nearly banked it in, but missed everything but backboard. And Seymour, another rebound. 2.5 minutes to go here in the quarter. Van Houten hands it off to Hayden Carney. Difficult fadeaway, left it short. Good defense and a rebound by Kyle Herman. Gets it into the front court here as Rich lost it for a second but gathers it back. Here's Payne. Now Brown, nobody marking him. Takes it to the rack. Easy bucket. There's miscommunication by the Dragons defensively.
Yeah, they're discombobulated the entire drive. A couple different guys that are scrambling. And
17 now for Daniel Brown.
And he's kept a minute.
And it's a 10-point game. 52-42. Final 2 minutes here in the third. Here's Van Houten. Cervantes into the corner. Ball fake. stepping in, stopping, shooting, hitting again is Hayden Carney. He's got nine. He has scored in each quarter. Efficiency, 54-42, and now a whistle and a foul on Cervantes.
That's going to send Rich to the line to try to pick his pocket.
Team foul number five, minute 42 to go in the quarter. Dragons by 12, but free throws coming up here for Connor Rich. He's 1-for-2 at the line, and all six of his points came in the first quarter. He's not scored since. 7 points, 5 assists, 4 rebounds last year, a little bit of everything, and he knocks in that free throw. To be right on his last year average of 7, makes it 54-43. Got a minute 42 to go in this third.
Yeah, the shot making has been better tonight because we're not even at the end of the third quarter. We've already almost surpassed the game total from last year.
Rich misfiring on the second free throw. Cervantes the rebound. Brings it into the front court. Man-to-man defense here by Jeff West. Seymour now faking inside. Gets it to the top of the key. Cervantes has it on the right wing. Guarded by Rich. Now a lazy pass is stolen away by Watkins. One-on-one with Carney. Stopping, firing, missing. And it's tipped out of bounds, and it will be Valley Falls basketball. So a good job by Colin Carney to get back and contest that shot. He didn't fall for the pump fake.
Yeah, it was huge he didn't foul because that would have been his fourth. And then talk about the difference of height, but Valley would have been a real pickle there.
And Coach Gatzmeyer wants a timeout for Valley Falls as Hayden Carney brought it into the front court. That timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. It's a 30. We'll keep it right here. This was a 20-16 Valley Falls lead after one. They got it to 37-28 at the half. And with 1:13 to go in the third, it's 54-43. There's been multiple times, and even in the second quarter, Jeff West had a couple leads at different times. But each time you see Valley Falls kind of build something, Tigers maybe a shot or two to inch a little closer to Valley Falls. They just kind of kept it at arm's length for the most part so far. Still plenty of time, though.
Yeah, and this is kind of how it went last year. Close to the ball, then Valley pushed it up to about 12, 13, and they just kept Jeff West at arm's length, and they won by 8, and that's kind of the same script playing right now. But Jeff West has guys in Daniel Brown that could go get you a bucket. So you got to get to about 7 or 8 point deficit here at the end of the quarter, and then you got to battle for 8 minutes. So you just don't let it get any worse than 11 over this last minute 13 for Jeff West.
Valley Falls, they got 14 from Cervantes, 13 from Seymour, Van Houten with 10, and Daniel Brown leading Jeff West with 17. 54-43 Dragons. They have the ball out of the timeout, just over a minute to go in the third. Here's Colin Carney with it, right corner. Now Hayden gets a touch right side on the wing, closed out by Brown. There's a whistle and a foul. A little bit of the arm check there. It's a foul to give for Jeff West, so not in the bonus yet. But the next one will put the Dragons at the line.
Yeah, the big thing is it reset the shot clock up to 35. It was down to about under 10 for Valley.
That pass deflected. They were looking for Colin Carney on the left block, and it was deflected out of bounds, so they'll move sides, and Cervantes will throw it in once again. And Colin in the corner, up top to Van Houten on the wing. They set it up. Cervantes, quick trigger. Yes. Cervantes, his fourth triple. He's got 17 to match Brown, and it's 57-43. It's the largest lead for the Dragons here tonight. Huge stretch here. Herman trying and delivering. Kyle Herman, a monster three. That's his third tonight. 57-46. Can the Tigers get a stop?
They're going to have to because Valley's going to play for the final shot here. And that's what if you want to get a possession, that's what you want to do. But I don't know if you want to foul way away from the basket for Daniel Brown.
So Brown picks up his third. This is going to put Hayden Carney at the line for two. Carney's got 9 in the game. This will be attempts number 3 and 4 at the line. He was 78% last year at the stripe, and that one's good. And he's now the fourth Dragon in double figures. He has 10. Well, you look at the efficiency. Cervantes 17 and then 13 by Seymour. Hayden Carney with 10 and Ben Houghton with 10. 58-46. Just under 24 seconds to go in the quarter. Second free throw, no. Rebound Jason Payne for Jeff West. And now 18 seconds. Tigers can play for the final shot. Here's a little hesitation. Takes to the rack. Kicks to the right corner. Watkins open. He missed everything. Rebound for Carney. 5 seconds to go. They get it into the front court. Van Houten, right wing three. It's an air ball. And Seymour grabs it. Did he get it up in time? No, I don't think he got it. Regardless, short. And that ends the quarter. 58-46, Valley Falls. We got 8 more minutes to go. Fourth quarter action coming your way next here on KNZA.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At The Pines in Houlton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, The Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, The Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at The Pines in Houlton, our family caring for yours.
At Foster Ford and Houlton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Houlton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We welcome our listeners on 92.1 KMZA as high school basketball continues tonight here at Valley Falls. The Dragons and Jeff West Tigers. Boys game going into the fourth quarter, and the Dragons at home, a 58-46 lead. And the Tigers with Daniel Brown here, right wing, starting the fourth quarter with the possession down 12. There's his game, a little pull-up. That time it's short. Rebound for Van Houten and the Dragons. He wants to go coast-to-coast, fading and firing and hitting through contact. And there's a little scrum, and now a double foul underneath.
I don't think it's going to be a double foul.
Are they called intentional, maybe.
Maybe, but here's what I saw, is that Van Houten grabbed that rebound, and he went coast-to-coast, and Holthouse tried to take another charge. They both went to the floor. As Van Houten was rolling over, he kind of kicked Holthouse in the head, incidentally, kind of like the Hunter Dickinson thing against Duke. And then Holthouse grabbed his ankle as he was trying to get up.
They kind of scrambled to the feet a little bit.
So interesting, it looks like Van Houten's going to be the only guy penalized, at least on the scoreboard so far.
Well, we talked about it early, and this game was a little chippy early, but kind of the middle quarters, it seemed to kind of settle down. There wasn't quite as much, but there was certainly some talking going on. And that kind of carried over here to the start of the fourth quarter. So free throws coming here for Kyle Herman. And the first one too strong, no good for the senior for Jeff West.
So it looks like they just got Van Houten for an intentional foul for
just the extra
the kick in the head.
Effort with the kick. Didn't look
he was rolling over
on purpose.
He was rolling over. So I'm not going to say – I think it's kind of like the Hunter Dickinson thing where guy gets kicked in the head, it looks bad, incidental or not.
Yeah, two guys trying to make a good play and just tangled up a little bit. Now I think it will be a double.
I was going to say, I'm surprised. Holthouse just took his jersey off. He's got blood on his
jersey. He might have blood on his jersey, so Holthouse is changing jerseys here for Jeff West.
I thought he was upset and just leaving the game.
See ya.
No, I'm surprised they didn't get him because he did grab Van Houten's ankle. You know, I think when you said double foul, that was probably the right call, but they threw up the intentional.
Well, Holthouse has a jersey issue, and he is running off the floor. So
yeah, that's a long run to the old locker room that he has to go to find some jersey.
So, again, Kyle Herman shot those free throws. He went 1-for-2, makes it 60-47 in favor of Valley Falls as we're not even 20 seconds in to the fourth quarter. So here is Daniel Brown with Jeff West. How about 17? He likes that midi. Does it again from the right elbow. 19 for Daniel Brown. The mid-range game is his strong suit at 60-49. Valley Falls trying to hold on. Still a long way to go. Van Houten driving and drawing a foul. He'll shoot two.
Yeah, a lot of guys are trying to take a charge on his little runner there, and that was Payne sliding over late. So Van Houten's been hitting the floor a lot.
This will be Van Houten's 11th and 12th free throw attempts in this game.
That's a good thing. As a guy that can create your own shots, shots aren't falling. What do? You get to the free throw line.
Now, he's certainly been aggressive tonight. There's no doubt about it.
So what number is Tucker Holthouse?
still number five, it looks like. He just came back, but maybe they cleaned it off.
Is he back out there?
He's not on the floor, but he's got back to the bench.
Okay, he's got his number five jersey on. Van Houten goes 2 for 2.
Got that cleaned off real quick, I guess.
Here's a pass to McCollum inside, and there's a blocking foul. I think they get Van Houten here. He slaps the floor in frustration. Thought maybe McCollum went into him and thought he was going to draw the charge. He did not.
Yeah, that's his fourth, yeah. So that's why that play with Holthaus is big.
Van Houten has to take a seat right now.
Yeah, so they're going to go with the sophomore, Brayson Miller. So a little bit of youth.
62-49, early fourth. Dragons by 13. Tigers with the ball. Left side, Herman a three. Got it. Boy, Kyle Herman's been good tonight. That's his fourth triple. He's got 15.
Yeah, him and Brown have been keeping minute.
That makes it a 10-point game, 62-52, just under 7 minutes to go. Cervantes gets it out to Seymour. Little baby Jay from the right corner is good. You give up a good shot for a great shot, and Seymour quietly with 15. 64-52. High quality stuff here tonight by both of these teams. Great pace, good energy from the jump. Here's Brown. Wants that pull up. Had it partially deflected, and Seymour might have got a piece of it, and it's out of bounds to Valley Falls.
Yeah, and he hit the deck, and people were wanting to foul. But what's new this year is you can't flop. You can't fake being fouled. That's a team warning before it becomes a technical. So I'm not saying he flopped, but he did hit the deck there. I don't know if he was embellished or not. Jeff West fans thought Seymour got under him, but it played on.
How about that backdoor pass? Seymour to Cervantes, returning the favor for an easy bucket. 19 for Damian Cervantes, and it's 66-52, back to tying the largest lead for the Dragons. There's a missed jump shot, but an offensive rebound here for Jeff West. Kicks it out into the corner. Watkins a three. That one is a little bit short. And a rebound, Cervantes. He'll slow down the pace a little bit. So the Dragons in control, leading 66-52 at 5:50 to go in the game. And 19 from Cervantes and 15 from Seymour. That shot no good, and a rebound, Jeff West. Here's Connor Rich, near side of the floor. Started by Cervantes, directing traffic. Wants a McCollum ball screen, and he's going to get called for a carry and a turnover.
Yeah, that's the second time we've seen that called in this game. One time, one each way.
Well, if you're just joining us, missed the first game tonight. Jeff West girls dominant against Valley Falls, 56-25. But this boys' game has been competitive from the jump. But right now, the Dragons tied for their largest lead tonight at 14, 66-52 at 5.5 minutes to go in the game. 25 seconds still on the shot clock. Here's a drive by Carney. Good body control. Hayden Carney now with 12. And it's 68-52. Dragons are pulling away a little bit. Big 2-3-minute stretch here. You've got to get it back under 10 here in the next few minutes for Jeff West if you want to stay in this game. Here's Daniel Brown. He's been solid in his Tigers debut. Wants another mid-range. He's got another mid-range. 21 for Daniel Brown, and it's 68-54.
And you got Jeff West going to call a timeout. It's going to be full.
Fourth-year head coach Joe Smith, a timeout for Jeff West. 68-54. Still 5 minutes to go in this game. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school basketball is back, and for Valley Falls, trying to hold one out here at home in the boys' game. They lead Jeff West 68-54. Again, this has been fun from the jump. It was a 20-16 Dragons lead after one. They built that to 37-28 at the half. They led by 12 at 58-46 going into the fourth, and right now 68-54 at just a touch under 5 minutes to go in this game. Four players in double figures for Valley Falls, led by the sophomore Damian Cervantes with 19. The junior, Flint Seymour's got 15, 14 from the Oski transfer, Trenton Van Houten, and then 12 quietly for Hayden Carney. And for Jeff West, they need a spurt here out of the timeout, down 14, 4:50 to go. And this is why I love the fact that we got a shot clock in play here. You force Valley Falls, still have to make plays. Here's Cervantes, the three looks good, but it's short. And how about that offensive rebound for Colin Carney to keep it alive? It resets to 35.
How about eight offensive boards? And
goodness.
Can't wait to tally up the unofficial rebounds. But, man, Valley's been active on the offensive glass, being undersized.
Yeah, they have been very active on the glass, both sides of the floor. Right now it is Hayden Carney just dribbling up high, wasting a little bit of time. We're under 4:20 to go. They lead it by 14. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Cervantes, left side on the wing, puts it on the dribble, gets inside, a little hop step move, puts it up and in. Tricky finish for Damian Cervantes. He's got 21 to lead all scores. Actually ties Daniel Brown, but still top of the night. There's a missed layup. Holthouse the rebound. He gets it to go.
Yeah, we're going to get timeout here for Rich. Comes up a little lame.
Ooh. And Connor Rich has
probably rolled that ankle when he came down.
Boy, yeah, an awkward land there. His head coach helping him to the sideline. And Connor Rich, he's got 7 points. Nothing crazy, but he is obviously one of the leaders on this team, and now they take a look at his left ankle. Kyle Herman on the floor. Had to bring out Nicholas Herman as well. 70-56, Valley falls by 14 at under 4 minutes to go. Here is Hayden Carney to the elbow. There's Colin, had it knocked away, and this could be a turnover, diving on the floor and then sliding out of bounds. It'll stay with Valley Falls.
Yeah, they had that back door open again. Carney just didn't see it.
Well, Jeff West, after tonight, we mentioned earlier in the broadcast, they got a couple more Northeast Kansas League opponents here in the next week. There's another foul at midcourt, and this time it's Kyle Herman who picks it up. He's had a great night with 15 points and 4 threes, but not a necessary foul there. But still fouls to give. 3:39 to go. Dragons with it. Side out here and leading 70-56. Here is Colin Carney. Gets it to Cervantes. Driving, untucked, lays it in. He's got 23. 72-56 Dragons. Here's Daniel Brown. That's his favorite shot. This time not there on the pull-up from 18 and a rebound for Carney again. Now it's Colin who's cleaned up the glass here tonight. Now Hayden in between the rings out high being poked at by Nicholas Herman. Final 3:15. Dragons in control. It's a Jeff West team that's going to certainly be competing night in and night out in the rugged Big East League. And for Valley Falls, they're going to certainly be towards the top, I would think, of the NEKL with their experience and the talent they got.
Yeah, I think Jeff West is going to surprise a lot of people in the Big East, especially if Daniel Brown can be a shot maker like he's been tonight from the mid-range. And I mean, you probably expect a little bit more outside of just Brown and Herman to score the ball, but...
Here's Seymour inside, gives it off to Colin Carney, but he spins out the layup. Boy, Seymour distributing, but couldn't get the assist there. 3 minutes to go, 72-56. Here's Daniel Brown, this time taking, driving, and nearly got it to go, but he'll shoot two after the foul, I believe, on Colin Carney here.
Yeah, his four, so.
And he's been sitting on three for a hot minute.
Yeah, him and Van Houten just came back into the game with 2:50 to go. He's got four. Well, it is a 16-point game. It's something to watch if they foul out.
How about the newcomer here, Daniel Brown for Jeff West? 21 points tonight. Make it 22 as he cashes in the first freebie.
He's got 14 this half.
Yeah, he had just 8 at the half, but, yeah, he's been very good here in the second half. He scored 7 in a hurry in the third. And he makes both of his free throws here. He's got 23, which ties Cervantes as the leading scorer tonight. So makes it 72-58, still 2:50 to go. And we got the 35-second shot clock. Valley Falls, they can't just dribble, and obviously trying to force turnovers here is Jeff West. Do they get the timeout?
Yeah.
Dragons do. They nearly turn it over, but they get the timeout before the tie-up.
Yeah, they said that Coach Gapsmeyer called it, but Cervantes, who had the ball, is also calling it.
The full timeout. We'll follow suit. We'll take a quick 30. 2:44 left in the game. Valley Falls boys trying to hold on They lead Jeff West 72-58. We're back right after this.
Bergston Insurance in Holton is a trusted choice agency offering home, auto, farm, and Medicare supplement insurance to Holton and surrounding areas. Whether you're buying a new house, car, toy, or wanting to shop your current insurance, give us a call today. Give Bergston Insurance a call today to shop your home, auto, farm, or Medicare supplement insurance. Bergston Insurance, 364-3771. 364-3771.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final 2:44 left in our boys' contest tonight here at Valley Falls. Dragons trying to hold on. They lead Jeff West 72-58. Trenton Craxner alongside. Good to have him back. Ray Penning in studio. Brandon Tamman with you. Don't forget, we got our first basketball scoreboard show following all the action here tonight. Jake and Boz will recap the heavy dose of the first full Friday night in high school hoops here in Northeast Kansas. Again, the Jeff West girls, no problem in the first game tonight over the Dragons, 56-25. And the Valley Falls boys trying to hold on to earn a split between these two here in the opener. 72-58 out of the timeout. Dragons with the ball. Here's Van Houten working on Herman. Getting a little flashy with the dribbles. Right side on the wing. And some oohs and ahs from the crowd. Works it past a couple defenders. 10 seconds on the shot clock. It's 2:23 left on the game clock, and now there's a foul.
Yeah, might be not because they're down to 7 on the shot clock, more of frustration that Hout was doing all that fancy dribbling and working around him to run that clock down.
Well, I don't know if they're aware, but there was 7 on the shot clock. That resets the shot clock to 35. That's not a good foul.
Yeah, that's why that's a bad foul.
Well, they do get a turnover as coming up with a steal is Nicholas Herman. Now he falls on the floor but gets it up to Daniel Brown. So ultimately it doesn't hurt him too much because they get the ball right back. 2:10 to go. Tigers need to hurry. They're down 14. Here's Brown. Coast to coast. Shot up. Yes. And the foul. Daniel Brown, 25 in the game. And it gets it back to 12 at 72-60. He's got a chance at one more.
When you got a guy that can get your buckets nice, well, you can win a lot of games, even in a tough league.
He is a certified bucket getter. At least tonight he has been.
If he can get the supporting cast of guys on the rest of the team to help him, like I said, Jeff West could surprise a lot of teams in that deep Big East league.
Now, 40 of the 60 have been by two guys for Jeff West. He can't connect on the three-point play and a rebound for Valley Falls. 2 minutes to go in the game. Dragons with the ball. They lead by 12. 72-60. Holtown's guarding Cervantes. They just dribble handoff here to Van Houten, guarded by Daniel Brown. That's been a fun matchup all night. Goes behind the back, kicks it right side into the corner. Colin Carney, little hezzy, good extra pass. Seymour for three, couldn't get it. But he gets his own rebound. Colin Carney inside, and he's fouled. Seymour, the dirty work.
That's why he can't fly out on a shooter. Because then on a rebound like that, he's able to follow and get off of Carney, who just fouled out Kyle Herman.
So Herman fouls out. Boy, Kyle Herman had a great night offensively. 15 points and 4 threes.
Yeah, he has 10 in this half. So him and Brown have 10 and 17. They have 27 of their 32 this half.
It has been those two leading the charge. Free throw is good. He's got to shoot another.
Yeah, I don't know why. We don't have one-on-ones anymore. Everyone's treating it as an and-one or a one-on-one there.
So Colin Carney, 8 points. Nothing sporadic, but I'll tell you what. Defensively and his rebounding has stood out.
Unofficially 11 for me. 7 on the offensive glass, though.
He's got a good stroke with the left hand, but he goes 1 for 2. 73-60, final 90 seconds. Tigers need something quick. Probably need a three. Here's Daniel Brown. Up top it goes. This is Watkins. Back to Brown, right side on the wing. They got to go here. 80 seconds left in the game. Here's Nicholas Herman, a three. That's his first shot maybe tonight, and he misfired on that one. And here's Van Houten into the front court for Valley Falls. Is Hayden Carney a little slow to get up, but he's back across the midcourt stripe. Well, final 65 seconds, 13-point lead for the Dragons, just running around Van Houten as he's being chased by multiple black jerseys, and now a whistle and a foul.
And
he's the guy that Valley's probably going to want to have shooting free throws in end-of-game situations like this.
Exactly 1 minute to go. The Oskaloosa transfer, Trenton Van Houten, 14 in his Valley Falls debut. And good chunk of that from the free throw line as he'll shoot two more. That one not there.
This is that was his 13th free throw attempt, his 14th right here. So
you are not wrong on that count. This is, yeah, attempt number 14 at the line. He left it short. He goes 0 for 2. Somehow gets his own rebound. Wow. It got tipped right back to him. Seymour was wide open underneath, but Hayden Carney just trying to run this out. There's another foul at 50 seconds to go. That's pretty much all she said and wrote now. Well, the Tigers had maybe 2 or 3 minutes there where they could have had a little bit of a spurt to maybe come back into it. But the Dragons had an answer all night. And the first free throw by Hayden Carney is good, and he has got a quiet 13.
Well, just like last year when these two met in that midseason tournament in Austin, they might meet there again, depending on who's in the field. But close competitive game early. Valley gets out to a lead, and then they keep them at bay the rest of the way. They're going to call a timeout for two made free throws. Valley is.
Full timeout. We'll take it as well. 50 seconds to go. Dragon boys trying to put this one away, which looks like they might have already done it. 75-60. We're back in a moment here on KMZA and KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Got your money till Friday, Tyler Quinn.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Fulton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final 50 seconds here at Valley Falls. Dragon Boys 75, Jeff West 60. What an opening night. The Valley Falls boys after 15 wins a year ago. Going to start this year 1-0. There's a missed shot for Jeff West. Rebound for Seymour. There's the foul by Holthouse on Cervantes. And now Cervantes can pad his stats a little bit. He's got 23 tonight, and he'll shoot two more at the line. Holthouse is fourth foul. As Jeff West's team, just tonight, there wasn't a lot from the supporting cast, but Daniel Brown, 25, Kyle Herman with 15. Outside of that, just not much. Now Cervantes knocks down the free throw, and he's got 24. 2 for 2 at the line, trying to go 3 for 3. Announcer jinx, he missed that one.
But Colin Carney grabs the rebound.
Colin Carney rebound. Seymour, final 30 seconds, and the shot clock is turned off yet. And they're going to foul again.
Yeah, I got Colin Carney almost, well, he doesn't have a double-double. He only has 8 points, but he has 9 offensive rebounds.
He's almost got a double-double with just offensive rebounds.
Yeah, if he just had one more bucket.
But first free throw by Hayden Carney. That one's off the mark.
Valley could be pushing 100 points if they made more free throws.
They have shot a lot of free throws.
I think they were 18 of 30 from my count coming out of that timeout, and they're 1 of 3 right now. So, I mean, they're at 76 and could be even worse.
Well, Valley Falls going to bring in a couple deeper bench players then. Final 27 seconds here is, and Hayden Carney will still have to fire one free throw if he makes this. There will be a sub in for him, but Valley Falls coming up next. They'll get Oskaloosa on Tuesday and then go to Royal Valley next Friday. And he goes 0 for 2. Final 25 seconds. It's going to be a split here tonight. Holthouse misfiring on a 3. And chasing it down in the corner, Nicholas Herman. Holthouse another look from 3. This one strong. Tipped out near midcourt. And finally, Hayden Carney runs it down. Final 9 seconds. Tigers don't need to foul. That's going to do it. An impressive display on offense for Valley Falls here tonight. How about it? 76 to 60 as Valley Falls wins it after averaging 55 points a game a year ago. They start 24-25, hanging up 76 in a 16-point win over Jeff West. Our post-game show next is brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in, See Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Our Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show is next. It's a split tonight. We'll talk about it after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless, dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Diabetes is painful to live with and can be deadly. At Holton Community Hospital, we're here to support you on your journey to better health. Our diabetes education specialist, Cheryl Yinks, can help you manage your diabetes care. Small steps today can make a big difference tomorrow. Ready to take charge? Call our cardiovascular services department at 785-364-9680 and set up an appointment with Cheryl today. Visit us online at holtonhospital.com to learn more. Holton Community Hospital, personalized care, hometown heart.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton for a free insurance review.
Hi, this is Mick at Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha. With the holidays quickly approaching, it is always good to beware of fraud and identity thieves. If someone calls you and asks for personal information, like bank account numbers or your social security number, it is most likely a scam. Never give out your personal information to anyone that calls. Don't become a victim. Keep your personal information safe. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In the sports world, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. That's how we should all view our finances, too. Earning money puts points on the board, but saving money keeps you in the game. For a reliable teammate you can count on, turn to DSB.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is a premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Chances are, if something seems too good to be true,
it's a scam.
Hi, I'm Hannah Deegan, the frontline manager at the Farmer State Bank in Holton.
And I'm Katie Henry, a teller at the Farmer State Bank, and we have seen a rise in consumer scams.
Never give out your personal information through an email, over the phone, or put it online. If you're unsure of whether or not you're being scammed, please contact us. We're always happy to help.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Postgame show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Alongside Trent Craxner, Brandon Salmon, Ray Pinning, Jake Spaulding helping out as well. We'll get you off to the scoreboard show in just a bit. First full Friday night of hoops, man, but this boys game was fun tonight. 76-60. You see it on paper, you see, well, a 16-point win, but Jeff West, they were competitive from the jump. Multiple lead changes throughout. Really just that kind of third quarter pushing on and into the fourth quarter. Dragons able to kind of keep it at arm's length. They were outsized, yet dominated the rebounding. They were great from outside. Four or five guys in double figures, led by, obviously, Damian Cervantes, the sophomore. Sensational tonight.
Yeah, a great all-around effort, especially with a team that has to mesh because you got Van Houten that just transferred in that's trying to fit into the system. And you got guys returning. You got four of your starters return. You replaced Zach Evans with Trent Van Houten, and they didn't really skip a beat. I mean, Coach Gaspar is not going to be happy with 18 of 34 from the free throw line.
The girls and the boys game, we had a lot of free throws.
Yes, he's going to like 34 free throw attempts, but he's going to want more than 18 makes. But you still put up 76 points, and you left points on the board. So they liked it. They got up and down. They shot the ball well.
Yeah.
And they put up a lot of points and left some more on the board. For Jeff West,
pretty solid. To get a couple more guys involved.
Yeah, I mean,
outside of Daniel Brown and obviously Kyle Herman, who kind of surprised with 15 and four threes. I mean, they combined for 40 of their 60.
Well, I think that 27 of their 32 in the second half as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's two guys trying to keep you in a game where you're already down nine at the half. But I think they're going to surprise a lot of people in the Big East. I mean, they got the pieces. They got to play a little bit more defense and involve some more guys. But, you know, at JCN and home for McLeod, so – going through some more NEKL teams before you have to get into that rough and tumble Big East League. So next week you can build some confidence if you're Jeff West.
Yeah, their first two Big East League opponents would be Royal Valley and Nemaha Central for Jeff West. But, again, just going through some of the numbers, our stats brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group. For Valley Falls, again, Damian Cervantes, 24 points to go along with 8 rebounds. He hit 4 threes in the game, including a buzzer beater to end the half. He was just sensational from start to finish. How about – we called him the unsung hero, Flint Seymour, 15 points, 10 rebounds, a double-double, 14 apiece from Hayden Carney and Trenton Van Houten, and then Colin Carney with a quiet 8 points, but he nabbed 13 rebounds, a good chunk on the offensive end.
Yeah, and we talked about it, that the size and length for Jeff West might affect Valley Falls. They didn't take a lot of shots necessarily inside the paint, but they out-hustled him and got after on the offensive rebound. They out-rebounded him. On our unofficial count, they out-rebounded him 42-28, and then 18-12 on the offensive glass, being undersized. So that you're going to like that hustle. And like I said, they get after Valley Falls, and that's how you want to start the season with a big-time win in a non-con game.
Yeah, you mentioned the rebounding. 42-28, Valley Falls out-rebounding Jeff West, 18-12 in the offensive rebound category. Both teams hit 7 threes tonight. But, again, the newcomer for Jeff West, you got to like him, Daniel Brown. He got off to a very good start. He had 4 mid-range jump shots early in the game. We go on to finish with 25 points, which actually led all scorers because Cervantes ended with 24. But senior newcomer Daniel Brown, 25 to lead Jeff West. And then Kyle Herman, 15 points. He hit 4 threes and had 5 rebounds. And then elsewhere, 7 points apiece from Connor Rich and Cooper Watkins. They got 4 from Mason McCollum and then 2 points from Tucker Holthouse as well. Jeff West, they were 5 of 9 at the free throw line. So, again, you look at that disparity, 34 free throw attempts for Valley Falls, just 9 for Jeff West. And I think it showed, you could tell with the aggressive nature, the drives, and just getting to the bucket, it showed here tonight, and obviously those numbers prove it.
Yeah, and, you know, to that point of having a good mid-range shooter, Brown, Daniel Brown, that is, they shot a lot of jump shots, and you ain't going to get fouled on many jump shots. And, you know, Valley was more aggressive getting downhill. They got into the paint a lot, and despite hitting 7 threes, they worked it inside. And when you get a lot of offensive rebounds, you're typically going to get fouled on a stick back more than likely. So Valley was more aggressive tonight, and they pulled away after a really entertaining game.
Yeah, Jeff West did not lead at any points in the second half. They had multiple second quarter leads, but again, a big burst for Valley Falls to end the half. They led it by 9, and they held on. Did not let Jeff West get in front at any point in the second half, going on to win 76-60. All right, player of the game.
Man, it's really hard.
Who do you like?
It's either Damian Cervantes or Flint Seymour. I'll let you pick between the two. I'll narrow it down to two, but, I mean, those two, dynamic duo tonight.
Look, on paper, you give it to Cervantes, 24 points, 8 rebounds, 4 threes, efficient from the line, but I'll at least give Seymour the honorable mention, kind of nod and asterisk, because, again, 15 points, 10 rebounds. He had a couple of flashy dimes. Couple of nice assists, just those hustle plays, and you could tell in the first half that Coach Caleb Gatzmeyer was really appreciative of how Flint Seymour was playing, and obviously was very good tonight. Hit 3 threes to go along with those 15 points, so kind of a duo. But Damian Cervantes again, 24 points, 8 rebounds. Flint Seymour, 15 points and 10 rebounds. Those two combined to hit 7 threes in the game as well. So that's our player of the game, or players of the game, if you want to say it like that, brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So that's going to do it for us as we are off and running now for the basketball season. Glad you joined us here tonight on the MSC Sports Radio Network. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is right around the corner. But again, tonight with the Big East and the NEKL in the season openers, it was a split. Jeff West girls dominant in the first game tonight, 56-25, that final. And then the Valley Falls boys winning the nightcap, 76-60. And up next for both teams, Valley Falls Tuesday, they'll be right back here at home against Oskaloosa. Jeff West, they will be on the road at Jefferson County North. For Ray Penning, Jake Spaulding, Trenton Kraxner, Brandon Tamman, Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, it is straight ahead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.